Today's Shir Masechta Zochim Daf Ayin. We will begin on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis, 15 lines from the top. Perhaps, in order to understand today's Shir, we need to review what we learned in the Mishnah in the previous Shir, and also say some other words of introduction. In the previous Shir, we learned in the Mishnah Machlaikis, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. The halacha is, if we have a bird or an animal that's a trefa, so it's anyway not kosher, so in our minds, we would assume that there's no point in shechting such a bird, shechting such an animal. It's treif, you can't eat it anyway. However, as we've discussed previously, in the times of Chazal, there was a real purpose in shechting such a bird or an animal. Because what it accomplishes is that it should not be considered a nevela since it had a shechita. And therefore the tumah that we've been discussing, whether it's the tumah of a behemoth or the tumah of a nevelas oif tahar, would not apply. Yesterday, we learned in the Mishnah Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, why would be halacha if malika was done on a bird that was found treif? Does the same rule that we just mentioned apply? That's the opinion of Reb Meir. That if a malika was done on a bird that turns out to be treif, the halacha is that that bird is not metama, like a nevelas oif tahar on the base ablia. Reb Yehuda disagreed. Reb Meir based in the Mishnah his opinion on a Kal V'Chomer. He made the following Kal V'Chomer. The Shechita, the Tumah of a Behema, is a stricter level of Tumah than the Tumah of a bird. So if the Shechita of an animal takes away the Tumah, certainly the Shechita of a bird takes away the Tumah. And then Reb Meir extended it that the same halacha applies by Malika. Reb Yehuda disagreed, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Yossi said that Reb Meir's Kal V'Chomer, and the Gemara discussed it at the end of our shir, previous year, it's a flawed way of learning a Kal V'Chomer because you can't learn from a Kal V'Chomer more than the Kal V'Chomer itself said. The Kal V'Chomer taught us halachas regarding Shechita, not regarding Malika. That's actually what we're up to in the Gemara. How do we understand Reb Meir's opinion? But before we go further, another word of introduction. Why would be the halacha by a nevela of a non-kosher species of animal? Will it be matama or not? So as it will come clear now, Gemara, that the nevela of a non-kosher animal will also be matama. Why would be the halacha a nevela's oif tame, the nevela of a non-kosher bird? There will become also clear in our shir, it's not matama at all. And now we begin the shir. So again, as we just said a moment ago, we're up to trying to understand the opinion of Reb Meir. From where does Reb Meir take that if you did malika on a bird that's treif, it won't be metama beis ablia? Amar Reb Yosi bar Oven, Reb Meir kura ashkech v'darish. Reb Meir bases his opinion on a pasuk. The pasuk says, and today's shir working with pasukim is going to be very, very important. The pasuk says, Zois tyrus a behem of a oif, v'chol nefesh achai v'harimesis b'mayim, v'chol nefesh harimesis al aretz. So the Torah is connecting, is being makish in this pasuk, a behem to the oif. Ask the Gemara, v'chi be'ezah Torah shofs behem al oif, v'oif l'behema. How is the Torah, when it speaks to Hilchos Tumah, comparing animals and birds? Behema, as we said in our introductory remarks two shiurim ago, is metamba magam masa, through carrying or touching. Oif ain't a metamba magam masa. Rather, how is an oif metamba? Oif metamba godim a beis ablia. That when the tame, when the nevela kosher bird is in your beis ablia, you become tame. Even the clothing that you're wearing becomes tame. Behema, on the other hand, ain't a metamba godim beis ablia. So the Bryce is asking, there's an inherent difficulty with this pasuk, that when the pasuk speaks about tumah, the Torah is connecting the tumah of an oif and the tumah of a behema, yet we know that the halachas of tumah of an oif and a behema are so very different. What is the Torah coming to teach us? El loy malach, ma behema, dover shemachshir la'achila. If you do the act, which that is the act that makes the animal kosher, What is the act that makes an animal kosher? Shchita. Metar trifosim mitumasa. That is the act that will make the animal not be tameh. That means, as we said in the beginning of our shir today, if you do shchita on an animal, a kosher species, that's treif, even though you certainly will not be allowed to eat that animal, you will have accomplished that it's not tameh. Af oif. So too is the halacha. Dov shemach shemachila. By doing the act that makes it edible, and by kachim, what is that act? By kachim, it's the act of malika. Malika accomplishes, says the Gemara, that it will not have a nevelus oiftar. That is the basis for Ramey's psak in the Mishnah, says the Gemara, that if you did malika on a tray for bird, it will not be metama beis ablia. The Rishonim, the Shita discusses this, the Sfasemis discusses this, but in our Mishnah, Rameyer said a Kavachimer. So, what's the basis for Rameyer's reasoning? In the Mishnah, we see a Kavachimer, and here we see a Pasuk. So, I saw two different approaches how to respond to this question. One approach is that the Mishnah is only teaching us, the Kavachimer of the Mishnah was successful in teaching us that shechita of an oif treifa should be treated the same way as shechita of a behemoth treifa. The only thing that we said at the beginning of our shiur today, the kal v'chomer doesn't accomplish, is malika. So now it's very geschmack. The kal v'chomer teaches us the halacha of a shechita of an oif treifa. The pasuk teaches us the halacha of a malika of an oif treifa. That's one way of understanding. Another way of understanding is it's obvious Rabbi Yehuda, who argues with Rameyer, does not subscribe to this Hekish. Because if he subscribed to the Hekish, he wouldn't be arguing with Rameyer. And Rameyer was aware that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with his Hekish. So what Rameyer is saying to Rabbi Yehuda, I don't agree with your Hekish. I don't agree with your Hekish. Even if you don't agree with my Hekish, Rameyer says to Rabbi Yehuda, agree to the Kal V'chomer. To which the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah said, as we discussed at the end of yesterday's shiur, the Kal V'chomer is flawed. So now we've finished explaining Ramey's opinion. Now the Gemara begins trying to understand Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Again, let's review. What is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that if you did malika on a kosher bird that's treif, it won't prevent it from having tumas nevela. Rabbi Yehuda, my tama, what is the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? Says the Gemara, kra ashkech v'kadarish. He found the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, B'chol nefesh asher toichel nevela v'treifa be'ezrach u'beger v'chibas begodah v'rochet v'mayim v'tamei ad ara v'toher. So the Torah tells us that a nevela and a treifa makes you tamei. And Rabbi Yehuda asked the obvious question, treifa, lama nemra. Why is the pasuk teaching us the halach of a treifa? Im treifa, chaya, if we're going to hold, and we're going to learn these sugyas, the mesechta chulin, if we hold that a treifa, an animal that has one of these defects, has the ability to live. So right now it's completely alive. When will it be metama? Only when it'll die as a nevela. So the Tosuk already says, Harei nevela mura. The Torah already tells us the halacha of a nevela. What does the Torah single out treifa? Vim treifa, if we're going to be of the opinion that a treifa ain't a chaya, that since a treifa cannot survive more than 12 months, then harei nevela. It's already considered a nevela. And therefore it also shouldn't be mentioned. It's in the category of nevela. And here we have to stop for a moment. Rashi, most mafarshim say, at least that's Rashi, pshat has a very interesting pshat. You have an animal, or a bird, the same, that is a treifa, that's alive. If we hold that a treifa cannot survive 12 months, says Rashi, that it already have tumas nevela now. Very bechidish. How could you say that something that's alive should have tumas nevela? And therefore, Tosfos learns, not that way, and the many Mefarshim say that that's really what Rashi holds to, that if you'll detach a piece of that bird, that since that bird or animal is destined to die, it can't survive 12 months, the halacha is that's considered already a nevela. But not certainly if you didn't, but as long as it's alive, you can't call it a nevela. Only if you detach a piece. But again, the point of our Gemara is the wider the Torah in this pasuk that's teaching us the din of tumas nevela mention treifa, teaches us Ella the Torah has come to teach us. Lahavi treifa sheshachta shebetama. The pasuk wants to teach us the chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda has been teaching us, that if you have a bird that's a treifa, even if you did shechita to it, it wouldn't make a difference. The halacha is that it's still metama, because it's a treifa. Your shechita didn't accomplish anything. This halacha that a treifa can't live for 12 months is a very interesting question. What will happen if we'll see an animal has one of these defects? Nowadays it's easy to see. You do an MRI, an x-ray, and you see that the animal has one of these defects. And then you leave the animal and it survives 12 months. What will be the halacha? Will it be considered a treifa or not? So all the poskim say, very important halacha, that even if it survived 12 months, it will still be considered a treifa. You see it survived. So the Mefarshim explained maybe this animal had some sort of other energy in it that was able to survive, but it's still a treifa. Where it is used, where this concept is used, and again, it's not that relevant, la'aloch l'maisa, is you have a situation of a suffix treifa. You have an animal that you're not quite sure if it has that defect or not. So the Shach says that for a suffix treifa, you're not sure if the animal's a treifa or not. For that, you can rely that if you see that the animal survives 12 months, it's a raya that it's not a treifa. Back to our Gemara. Amalei Rav Shizbi, says Rav Shizbi, Elam Ata, there's a pasuk, the Ksiv. The pasuk says, and it's very important because this is a pasuk that we're going to keep on referring to in our Shia today. V'chel of Nevel, v'chel of Treifa, Ya'os L'chol M'locha, V'ochel L'Sechlua. What does the Torah teach us in this pasuk? The Torah teaches us that the chelev of a nevela and the chelev of a treifa may not be eaten. But what is the Torah also saying implicitly? What the Torah is teaching us implicitly in this pasuk is that it may not be eaten, but it's not tummy. So now, hasam nami nema. So ask the Gemara that. So we're learning here the chelev of this animal. We don't know yet which animal we're talking about. Is not metama. Hasam nami nema. So again, there's again the same difficulty with this pasuk that we had in the pasuk that we just learned. Im treifa chaya, if we say that treifa is considered something that's alive, and therefore it's only going to be subject to tumas nevela when it dies, harei nevela mur. So the pasuk speaks about nevela. Vim treifa eina chaya, if we're going to say that treifa is not something that lives, and therefore it should be considered like a nevela. So again, harei b'chlal nevela. The Torah already speaks about nevela. Why does the Torah have to mention the treifa separately? Ella, what does this pasuk want to teach us? Lahavi treifa sheshachta, to teach us that if you shecht a treifa, shechel b'tohar. What are we learning from this pasuk? M'chlal, that this pasuk is teaching us that only the chelev of a treifa is tohar. It comes to teach us that the animal that's a treifa, even if you did shechita, it'll be metama. Ask the Gemara, is that true? V'hamar Rav Yehuda Merav, v'hamalei m'masnis tamri. There's another pasuk. The pasuk says, v'chiyomis men behema shelachem la'ochla, hanegeya b'nevlos yitman ha'erif. The Torah is coming to teach us that only an animal that died without shechita, shemix behema metama, or mixes behema ena matama. The Torah is teaching us that there are animals that there is tumas nevela, and there are animals that don't have tumas nevela. Ve'ezezu, sheshefe sheshachta. So we're trying to learn that this pasuk is teaching us that only the chelev of a treifa that was geshachten will not be matama. But a treifa that was geshachten, the animal itself, will have tumas nevela. But we just see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that in that way. Elo, what does the word treifa in this second pasuk, the chel of the veil, the chel of treifa, yos l'chol malach v'och lo sechlu, come to teach us? Again, we have our inherent difficulty. Why did the Torah single out the word treifa? Mibayle lemute temeya. It's come to teach us that the chel of a behemoth temeya doesn't have tumas nevela. And we're going to learn as follows. Mishi yesh b'mino treifa. Only by an animal where it makes a difference if it's a treifa or not. Where that? By a kosher animal. That's where we're going to make this din. Yotzeh, but by a nevela of behemoth tameya, she'ein b'mina treifa, doesn't make a difference by a non-kosher animal if it's treifa or not. And therefore, it's only, therefore it doesn't, and therefore by such a pasuk, by such a case, it doesn't make a difference. Hachanami. So if that's the way we're explaining the word treifa in that pasuk, why don't we say l'mute oif tamish em v'mina tamay? So the Gemara's question is as follows: we're using the pasuk of treifa according to Rabbi Yehuda to teach us that a treifa sheshachta is matama tumas nevelus bebeis habliya. Why don't we say that the pasuk is tamay to teach us different? That the tum is, pasuk is tum, touches the tumas nevela is only by a kosher bird, not by a non-kosher bird. Says the Gemara, oif tamei Rabbi Yehuda, that an oif tamei is not subject, I said this at the beginning of the shiur, that an oif tamei is not subject to tumas nevela, Rabbi Yehuda learns from elsewhere. Rabbi Yehuda ben nevela nafkalei. He learns it from the word nevela. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda oima, one can make a very strong argument that the nevela of an oif tameh should be metama. Tama loimer. That's why there's a pasuk that says nevela utreifa lo yoichlu l'tama ba. And we learn from that. I'm reading the whole pasuk, even though the Gemara doesn't quote it, to teach us mishi suru mishim ba'al toichlu nevela. Only such a bird who the prohibition of eating this bird is because it's a nevela, that's when is there a halacha, l'tamaba, that it becomes tamei. Yotzeh, however, a bird, she'en es sura mishum ba'al toichlu nevela, that the issue is not that it's a nevela. Ella, what is the issue with this bird? Mishum ba'al toichlu tamei, because it's non-kosher, there is no din of tumas nevela. So we've learned a gevaldige chiddush now. We learned now a gevaldige chiddush, that the Torah is teaching us that by a kosher bird, if it's a nevela, it will be matama. A non-kosher bird that's a nevela will not be matama at all. We learn from the word nevela. So, ask the Gemara, we can't learn it from the word treifa. Hai nami, ask the Gemara, if so, then we don't need the pasuk that we quoted earlier, the pasuk of chel of nevela, chel of treifa. I'll read the words again. The words of the pasuk are chel of nevela v'chel of treifa ya'asu l'cham malacha v'achal ha'sechlua, that we said that the pasuk is coming to teach us that the chel of a non-kosher animal is not tar. Hainami nefekle, that then also we shall learn typically from the words chel of nevela. Again, let's read the words. The chel of nevela, the chel of treifa, yos l'cha malacha, v'achalas l'chlua. So we should learn from that. Mishi yisur mishim ba'al toich chel of nevela. Only such a bird that's usur, because, only such an animal who's usur because it's nevela, that's when there's an isur tuma, yot suzu, the chel of a behemoth tameya, she'en isuroi, that the Isser is not because it's nevela, because it's not kosher bird. So now what is the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question is that we learned before from the word treifa, this halacha. We don't need it from that. We don't have to learn it from that word. We could learn it from this pasuk. Elahai, what does the pasuk, when it tells us that the chelev is tar, as I said earlier, ochel ha'sechlu, you're not allowed to eat it, but it's tar. What does the pasuk of chel of treifa come to teach us? Biboile l'suye, it comes to teach us chaya. That the halacha is that the chel of a chaya, and we have to say a very important word here, even though the chel of a behema, of a kosher behema, is osur, the chel of a chaya, of a kosher chaya, a deer, is not osur. And the pasuk is teaching us that if you have a chaya that is a nevela, so a chaya that's nevela is matama, tamus nevela, that will not apply to the chaylev of a chaya that's in a nevela. Shesal kedat chamina, one can make a strong argument. Misha chelba osur ubesara mutar. When is there a halacha that the chaylev of a nevela is not matama? strictly by the chaylev of something that's already osir from before. Because we'll say the concept of enes achalalism. The isir chaylev was here previously. Yotzu shechelva b'sar mutter. But by a chaya, that the chaylev is mutter while if it was done properly. There maybe we should treat the chaylev as we treat the basar. And just like the basar is matama if it's in the vela, so too should the chaylev be matama if it's in the vela. That's why we have the pasuk of treifa to teach us that not so. That even anything that has in it is a treifa, the chaylev doesn't have an issa tuma. So what we're up to is as follows. The word treifa, we're explaining Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The word treifa, where the Torah speaks about tumas beis abliya, to teach us Rabbi Yehuda's basic halacha, that a bird that's treif, that was geshochten, will have tumas beis abliya. The word nevela comes to teach us that by a non-kosher bird, there is no tumas nevela. Chalev treifa comes to teach us that the chalev of a chaya, of a kosher chaya that becomes nevela's tar, chalev nevela comes to teach us that the chalev of a behemoth meya, the chalev of behemoth meya is not tar. So let's continue the Gemara. Amalei asked the Gemara, we're saying now a behemoth meya. Let's think about this, Rabbi Isai. We're saying that a non-kosher behemoth, there's tumas nevela on. Only by a bird do we differentiate between a kosher species and a non-kosher species. Furthermore, we're saying that by a non-kosher behemoth that becomes a nevela, there's tumas nevela not only on the basar, but even on the chalif. Right? Ask the Gemara, Maishna Tameya, why by a behemoth Tameya do we say that not only is the basar matamah b'nevela, but even the chalif? Because there's a very simple reasoning, says the Gemara. The ain chalif chalvim basaray. Because in a non-kosher animal, there's no difference between the chalif and the basar. They're all equally non-kosher. So ask the Gemara, shouldn't we say the same concept? Shouldn't we say the same logic by a chaya? By a chaya, she'ain chalba chalik m'basara. The chalif of a chaya and the basar of the chaya are they both the same. If it's kosher, it's all kosher. If it's not kosher, it's not all kosher. So ask the Gemara, why are we saying that that the chaylev of a chaya, of a chaylev of a chaya, of a kosher chaya, that becomes a nevela, is not matama? One problem. Furthermore, which was the pasuk that we just quoted that teaches us this halacha? We learned this from the pasuk. We learned this pasuk many times in today's shir. The chaylev nevela, the chaylev treifa, ya'asul chamalacha, v'ochal lo'sachlua. So the Torah is teaching us that this chaylev, that we're using this pasuk, and we just said a moment ago, that the words chaylev treifa, the Gemara just said before, is coming to teach us that the chaylev of a kosher species, chaya, that becomes nevela, is tahar, is from this pasuk. But what does this pasuk say? You're not allowed to eat it. So how can we say that this pasuk is talking about a chaya tahira? A chaya tahira, you're allowed to eat the chaylev. So how can I use this pasuk to speak about chaylev of a chaya tahira? Elam Abaya. Because of these questions, Abaya takes a different approach in explaining Rabbi Yehuda's basis. The pasuk says, again, this pasuk, chaylev treifa, that until this moment we've been using to teach us that the chaylev of a chaya Tahira, the chaylev of chaya tahira that becomes in the veil is not matama, comes to teach us legufa itzrach. It's come to teach us the din of a treifa. That to teach us that a treifa, an animal that dies by itself, the loch is that its chaylev is mutter. What's the kasha? The kasha that we learned before, why does the Torah have to single out a treifa? Either it is in the veil or it's not in the veil. Shaloi timer, because you shouldn't make a mistake. Hoyel tamei asur michayim, since a non-kosher species is already asur even before the shechita, and treifa is asur michayim. Ma tamei chal batamei, just like we're saying that by a non-kosher species, the chalav is tamei. I should also say af treifa chal batamei, to avoid that mistake. To avoid that mistake, we have this extra pasuk, chelev trofa, to teach us that the chelev of a nevela of a kosher species is not metamet when it's a nevela. So where are we up to? Again, the word trefa, this remains constant. The word trefa that regarding Tumas Beis Ablia comes to teach us that a trefa that was slaughtered, a bird that was slaughtered, that turns out to be a trefa, is metamet Beis Ablia. Nevela comes to teach us that by a non-kosher species, a bird, non-kosher species, a bird, there is no Tumas Nevela. Chelev trefa comes to teach us that the chelev of a trefa is tar, kosher species. Chelev nevela comes to teach us that the chelev of behemoth tamei or the chelev of a chayat tamei will be tamei. Why? Because there we don't have the concept that the chelev is different than the basar. Only by a kosher species do we treat the chelev of that nevela and the basar of that nevela differently by a non-kosher species or by a chaya. The chelev and the basar are treated the same. And therefore, just like the basar is matama, by a chaya that's a nevela or by a non-kosher species that's a nevela, so too will be the halacha on its chelev. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, that we're comparing these two cases, Hai Nami, the pasuk that says, Trefa, that it mentioned the word trefa, by the halacha of nevela oif tar, Nibayi, we should need it to teach us that a oif that died, that became, that's treif, and died, it should be metama beis abliya, shloi timer, because otherwise we would perhaps make an argument. Just like an oif tamei may not be eaten. The treif is asbechila. Ma oif tamei ain't a matama. We've been learning that there is no tumma by non-kosher species of bird. I would make an argument af treifa should not be matama. The oif, furthermore, asked the Gemara, mi ikla meila, treifa matameya. We're trying to compare, as I said a moment ago, we're trying to compare the halacha of a trefa to the halacha of a tmeya. How can you compare the two? Tmeya, b'hois l'shasa kosher, something that's a non-kosher species was never permitted to be eaten. Trefa, b'hois l'shasa kosher, a bird that's treif had a shasa kosher until it became treif. So how can we learn one from the other? The chitema, and even if you'll come up with a situation where it was treifa mibetin, that it was a trefa from the moment it was born, it's still not a fair comparison. You can't compare a trefa to tmeya. Benina mia ika. This bird that's a trefa, it's a kosher species. So maybe this specific bird that we're looking at was a trefa for when it was born. But how can we compare it to a tmeya that in the entire species is something that you can't have? Therefore, says the Gemara, another way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk. Ela Amarava, when the Torah says, and again, this has been an important question in our entire shir, when the Torah says in the pasuk, the chel of nevela, the chel of trefi, yiyas l'cha malacha, v'ocha lo sechlua, why does the Torah single out chel of trefa? HaTorah Amar, the Torah has come to teach us, shiyava is nevela, v'yocha lo sechelav. That even though this is already previously usur, because it's chelav, and throughout Shas, we have a rule that ain't issachal al isser. If something's already osser, it can't become osser. Here, shiyave issa trefa, v'yochal al issa chelev. That if this is a trefa, the halacha is that even the chelev, which was previously osser, the isser nevela and the isser trefa can affect them. And if you eat the nevela, if you eat the chelev of a nevela, or you eat the chelev of a trefa, you'll be over not only the Isser Chalev, you'll also be over the Isser of Chalev or Nevela. You'll be also Nevela or Trefa. The Tzrichi. Now the Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk to teach us both Isurim, that the Isser Nevela and the Isser Trefa are Chal on Chalev? The Yashmin and Nevela, if we would say that Chalev could be subject also to the Isser Nevela, Meshurim the Matamna. We know Nevela has in it a very strong Isser. Rashi uses the word chumra. It has a very strong isser that a nevela, as we've been learning in our shiurim, is metama. Av a trefa, but a trefa that doesn't have in it an issa tuma. Ema, maybe we should say that chaylev, something that's chaylev, a piece of meat that's chaylev, won't obtain also an issa tuma. That's why we need a pasuk. V'yashminin, if we had the pasuk of treifa, we would say mishum di sura mechayim. A treif is already when the animal is alive, it has this defect. That's why it's a serious isser. Avon nevela, that only comes after the death of the animal. Ema shaloi, it shouldn't, chaylev should not be subject to the isser nevela. That's why we need a pasuk both for nevela and treifa, that both of these are sura machal on chaylev. So, as we complete this part of the shir, let's look at the pasukim. The pasuk, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk that says the word treifa in the parasha of Tumas Beis Ablia comes to teach us that if even if you shechted a bird, a kosher bird, and it turns out to be treifa, it will have Tumas Beis Ablia. The word nevela comes to teach us that there is no tuma by a non-kosher species of bird. The word chelev nevela and chelev treifa are coming to teach us that there's an issa nevela or an issa treifa even on a piece of meat that already had on it previously what we just finished learning, an issa chalav. We don't say here ein issa chalav issa. Now, let's go back to what we discussed when we began this year. Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya have a fundamental machloikus in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a bird that's a treifa, even if you did shechita, unlike by an animal, very important point, unlike by an animal, even if you did shechit on it, given that the bird is a treif, it will be tumas beis ablia. Rameya disagrees. Rameya, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that way? As I just said, because the Torah adds the word treifa in the pasuk that teaches us the halacha of tumas beis ablia. It's a pasuk that I read at the beginning of the shir. V'chol nefesh, I'll read the pasuk again. V'chol nefesh asher toichel nevela treifa be'ezrach u'beger v'chibus begod v'rochz v'mayim v'tamei ar v'toher. And as we learned at the beginning of Shir, what does the Torah have to single out treifa? So I'm using that pasuk to teach us this thing, that a bird that is a kosher bird that turns out to be a treifa, even if he did shechita, says Rabbi Yehuda, it will be subject to tumas beis ablia. Ask the Gemara, but Ramei disagrees. Ramei, as we learned in the Mishnah, says that if you do shechita on a kosher bird, or Malika even, Ramei says, and it turns out to be a treifa, it won't have tumas beis ablia, which is the halacha by an animal according to everybody. So if Ramei disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, what will he do with this word treifa? My Ovid Lei answers the Gemara, Miboilei lemute shechita shilafnim. That if, we discussed this in our previous shir, that if you did shechita on a bird inside the Azara, which you're not supposed to do, you're supposed to do Malika, it will accomplish so much that it won't have tumas beis ablia. Why? Because as we said in the Mishnah in the previous year, since this is a bird that the halacha is of all aloi teirid, that if you kept it on the mizbech, if you put it on the mizbech, it should remain there, says Ramei, that's enough of a reason that it should not have tumas beis ablia. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, where will Rabbi Yehuda know that halacha from? That if you shechted a bird in the Azara, you shouldn't have. It accomplishes so much that it won't be tumas beis ablia. He says treif achrinisim. There's another pasuk that says the word treifa. The pasuk says nevel of a treif la yochlo tamaba ani Hashem. I learn it from that pasuk. Ramea. So according to Ramea, we have a superfluous treifa. What do we do with the second treifa? Chad muti shchita shilafnim. That if you shechted a bird in the azara, it doesn't matam beis ablia. V'chad lemute oif tamei. And the other pasuk Rabbi Yehuda uses to teach us. Ramea uses to teach us that the nevela of a non-kosher species of bird is not metama. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need that pasuk to teach us that rule. Because Rabbi Yehuda learned that then already, says the Gemara, nevela. We've been quoting this pasuk all day long. Nevela na treif la yoich la tamaba, nafkale, that's where he learns that din. That a nevela of a non-kosher species of bird is not metama. Ask the Gemara, we've been working with a pasuk of nevela v'treifa l'yoichlu l'tamaba. Rabbi Yehuda has been working with that pasuk. And Rabbi Yehuda used that pasuk, as I just said, to teach us that the nevela of a non-kosher species is not metame. Rabbi Yehuda, Remeya, that's what Rabbi Yehuda learns. Remeya learns it from the second time that the Torah says the word treifa. So right now, according to Remeya, the words nevela of a treifa, that word nevela is superfluous. What does he use that for? Remeya, hi nevela of a treifa, the word nevela, my ovidle, he doesn't need it to teach us that a non-kosher species, a bird that's nevela is namatama. He comes to teach us the halacha shir achila b'kazayis. That the shir achila to be matama has to be kazayis. Ask the Gemara, if that's what he's come to teach, why don't we learn it from the previous pasuk? The pasuk says, the chol nefesh shatoichel nevela v'treifa, shdemida'afki rechmana b'loshen achila. Since the Torah uses the word achila, we know that achila is always a kazayis. Says Ramei, I need both pasukim. Chad l'shir achila, one to teach us the kazayis, then how much do you have to eat of the nevela? Oif tor. To be in your base abliya, you have to eat a kazayis. The chad, l'shir achila, that in what amount of time do you have to eat it? B'chdei achilas pras. Which we always say, achilas pras, because machlokes apayskim, is anywhere from 2 to 9 minutes. Interesting vort from Chaim. So that's how Remeya learns the pasuk. Shesalka da techamina. Because we can make an argument. Hoil chidishu. This whole tumah of tumas beis abliya is a kvaldige chidish. We don't find it anywhere else. And therefore, yoyse mechtei achilas pras. Even if it took you longer than the shir of mechtei achilas pras, nami litmi, you ought to become tamei. Kamash milan doesn't change. Even if it took you longer, even you have this din of mechtei achilas pras. Rabbi Yehuda obviously doesn't learn this way. And in fact, there's a very interesting word from Chaim Briska. And the Asman Daraisa discusses it also. When we started this shurim about Tumas Nevela, we discussed how do we look at this Tumas Beis Abliya. We mentioned a number of shitas. Some said it was a Tumas Maga, some said it was a Tumas Masa, some said it was a Tumas Achila. So Chaim Briska suggests that that's really the machlokes of Remeya and Rabbi Yehuda. Remeya that is so connecting it to Achila, why? Because Remeya holds it to Tumas Achila. Rabbi Yehuda, who isn't taking it to that extent, holds it's not a Tumas Achila, and therefore he doesn't compare it. Interesting to note. It's very interesting to note how two Gedolei Yisrael could look at one Rambam and come with a very different conclusion. There's a Rambam. The Rambam says that if somebody ingested a nevela, kazayis of nevelas oiftar, and now he expels it, he vomits it, says the Rambam, that he won't be tamei. That won't cause him to be tamei, even though it goes through the Beis Abliya. So the Asfin Daraisa says that the Rambam, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, it's a right, that's achila, that the Rambam holds that the tumas nevela, the tumas achila, and therefore vomiting is not considered achila, and that's why it's right that the Rambam holds that tumas nevelas oif tar is a tumas achila. Rav Chaim Briska says just the opposite. Why does the Rambam have to teach it to us? It's obvious. It must be because the Rambam is teaching us that it's not a tumas achila. In fact, there's another raya. There's a Rambam that says as follows. The Rambam says, let's say you have a kazayis of nevela, the kazayis nevelas oif tar, and you have two different scenarios that the Rambam discusses. One scenario is that the veil is wrapped in food, and that's how you eat it. And one scenario is when you wrapped it in something that's not food. Put a piece of paper around it, and you ate it that way. Says the Rambam, if you wrapped it in food, you'll have tumas beis abliya. If you wrapped it in another material, you won't have tumas beis abliya. So again, the Asfin Daraisa says that this Rambam is klora raya, that it's a tumas achila. And that's why if you wrapped it in food, it's considered a maisa achila, and that's why you have tumas beis abliya. If you wrapped it in another material, you don't have tumas beis abliya. How will the other poskim explain it? So that say it's not a tumas achila, what will they do with this Rambam? Says the stipler Gevalde Gevart. The stipler says that even if you'll hold that the tumas nevela of the beis abliya, nevela's oiftar in the beis abliya, is not a tumas achila, still, the Torah says that it's only going to be considered, you're only going to be tamei if the food came to you, even if it's a tumas maga or tumas masa, it has to come to the body through an achila. And the Rambam's saying that when you wrap it in food, it's considered a ma'is achila. When you wrap it not in food, it's not considered a ma'is achila. So they say the Rambam is not a conclusive proof. It says the Gemara further, Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says v'chelav nevelav v'chelav treifetus. The pasuk that we've been learning. The pasuk says yosul chal malacha v'achalay sechlua. Says the brayso v'chelav behemet tayra akas v'daber. The pasuk is speaking about the chelav of a kosher animal, and the Torah is teaching us that the chelav of a kosher animal, even if it's a nevela, won't have tumas nevela. At the omer, so the brayso starts to drill down. At the omer v'chelav behemet tayra akas v'daber. Are you certain the pasuk is talking about v'chelav behemet tayra? Maybe the Torah is talking about the chelav behemet tamei. Omar. So says the Gemara that that's where the Torah will say there won't be tumas nevela. Omar. Tir meklal shchuta. The Torah says the when is there no tumas nevela? When you properly shechted an animal. Meklal chelav. And the Torah says there is no problem with the chelav. Mak shtir meklal shchuta. Where does shechita make a difference? But behemet tahira, v'loy behemet tameya, by a non-kosher species, shechita doesn't make a difference. Af kishtim klal chaylev. Also, when we're saying that chaylev is not metama, it must be the behemet tahira, v'loy behemet tameya. So that's the proof the Braisa wants to say, that this pasuk that's saying that the chaylev is not metama is talking about a kosher species. Oi, says the Braisa, maybe you can make a different argument. Kaleich l'derek zeh. Tir mechlal nevela. The Torah is saying that it doesn't have tumas nevela, but tir mechlal chelav. The Torah says it doesn't have a problem being chelav. Ma'akash tir mechlal nevela, but tamei v'loy b'tahira. Obviously, we're speaking about something that's tahor. Nevelas oif tamei. Because in nevelas oif tahor, we said before, nevelas oif tamei is not metamei, only nevelas oif tahor is metamei. Afkash tir mechlal chelav. We should make the argument, the behemet tameya v'loy tahira. So again, since we see that the Torah is more lenient by its non-species, by non-kosher species of bird, maybe when the Torah is lenient by chaylev, it's only lenient by the chaylev of a non-kosher animal, not the chaylev of a kosher animal. So how do I learn the pasuk? Amit. Shabab derech zu. When we learn this way, we end up Shehiba behemet taira, that the pasuk is speaking about a kosher animal, and the Torah is teaching us that the chelav of a kosher animal is not metame. Kshibar b'derech zu, when we follow the second approach, we say the pasuk is talking about behemet tameya. So which is the better approach? Tameloimer, since the Torah adds the words treifa, it must be, says the Braisa, that we're talking about mishiyesh b'mina treifa, where the fact that it's a treifa makes a difference. Where does it make a difference if it's a treifa? By kosher species. By non-kosher species, the fact that it's a treifa is irrelevant. V'oitzi es hatameya, and therefore I will say that the pasuk is not talking about a non-kosher species, shame in a treifa, because there the fact that it's a treifa is irrelevant. Continues the braisa, lo'oitzi ela es achaya, so if I take this approach, maybe by a chaya, sheyesh b'mina treifa, tamaloyim v'ochel es achlua, and therefore I should say that even the chaylev of a chaya that's a nevela should not be metama, says the Braisa. Misha chelba osam sar mutter. Only by an animal that there's a difference between the chelav and the basar. There do we say that the chelav of that nevela is not metama. Yotz a chaya, shechelba basar mutter, that the chelav and the basar are the same. And therefore by a chaya that's a kosher chaya, a kosher species chaya, its chelav will be metama. A kosher species behema, its behema will not be metama. Ask the Gemara. Amalei Rav Yaakov bar Abba l'Rava. Ela ma'ato, shenevelas behemet tahira hu d'metama. That the nevela of a behemet tahira is metama. Nevelas behemet tameya lo tahama. Maybe we should go even a step further. That not only the chelev shouldn't be metama, but maybe even the entire nevela. Just like the bird that's not kosher is not metama when it's a nevela, perhaps so should be the din by the animal that's not kosher. Its nevela should not be metama. A lot of people have made this error. The pasuk says, "Haseifa oson le'inyan nevelas oif tamei." That the pasuk is teaching us that by a bird we differentiate between a kosher species and a non-kosher species. By an animal, it doesn't make a difference. Whenever it's a nevela, it's metama.